At a workshop today, the Tampa City Council discussed expanding setbacks for homeowners who live along the edge of the Hillsborough River. Currently, setbacks for waterfront lots range from 5 to 20 feet, but city officials are proposing a 30-foot waterfront setback for residential development. But City Councilman Joseph Gaetano questioned the need for such a change.
By moving the yard to make it 30 more feet, 10 more 30 feet.
10 more feet.
10 more. 10 more feet, so we'll have 30 feet. So you have more room for more pollution to be thrown on the ground, more fertilizer, and it's not. It'll be pervious, but it's going to go into the river.
City Councilwoman Lita Salcena is leading the charge for the changes. She said that the Hillsborough River Board and the Tampa Bay Estuary Program, which she both serves on, are concerned with the issues that Gaetano posed.
And what we're suggesting is that the last 10 feet close to the water be not just sod, but that it be sort of just landscaping that doesn't require fertilization so that it can absorb water.
Sean College is with the Hillsborough County Planning Commission staff. He said he posed Gaetano's question at an earlier meeting himself.
I think there is a general feeling amongst the scientists that I've talked to that it is better to have the pervious surface, even though there's the potential for the application of fertilizers and pesticides, because we can get at that eventually with regulations such as the fertilizer regulations or better buffer regulations or better setback regulations. But if you have the impervious surfaces, you're pretty much done. There's no way to then go forward and deal with it.
Several residents had comments about the proposal, with some angry about lack of sufficient notice. Gary Ellsworth is with the South Seminole Heights Civic Association, one of such neighborhood groups that are part of the 900 or so homes affected by the proposal. Like many of those who spoke, he said he wasn't certain that most of those homeowners were aware of the council's plan. And he questioned why only the proposal would affect those who live north of Columbus Drive.
Why are we only worried about impact on the river north of Columbus Drive and not south of Columbus Drive?
Susan Long said she personally presented flyers to waterfront residents in Old Seminole Heights. She said there was a difference of opinion amongst those she surveyed, depending on the depth of their lots.
They have a 200-300-foot lot, that's great. If they have a 100-foot lot, they're not nearly as excited.
Long also read aloud a few emails from those who live near the river, such as this one from Kenneth and Karen Bullard.
As lifelong Tampa residents, we fulfilled a dream 19 years ago and bought a house on Hillsborough River. It seems like ever since that time, the government has chipped away our inalienable rights. Enough is enough. Just because we happen to live on the river does not mean that we are elite and or rich. We have worked a lifetime to live where we want to live, and for you to take away our rights and property is unconscionable.
Mike Brooker owns four different properties alongside the Hillsborough River.
I do own a lot also on the river. And if this was made 30 foot instead of what it currently is, it would become a non-buildable lot, and I just paid $310,000 for it. I wouldn't be too happy about that. So I think that should be considered.
Rich Brown said in discussions with his neighbors alongside the river, the sentiment was positive regarding extending setbacks.
To the argument that this is an intrusion of government into property rights, I say the privilege of living on the river goes with some responsibilities. That's more important and more difficult to maintain the river quality than it is, say, a street in some residential neighborhood.
There was to be no vote taken as the council was simply holding a workshop, with the setback proposal as one of several different amendments set to be considered officially next by the council. As such, City Attorney Julia Cole said the city was not legally mandated to contact all homeowners who would be affected. And she said, besides, her department did not have the money to spend on such notices.
Whether or not it's a good idea from a policy perspective, that is within your jurisdiction. And if that's something that you want to do, please know LDC does not have that budget for what I'm being told. So I don't know where the money would come from on that. But that's about 600 to 900 notices.
City Councilman John Dingfelder said he wanted to see if staff could be flexible with the proposal and create different lot types.
So if somebody has a lot 100 feet in depth, maybe we regulate them X way, and if they have a lot a little bit larger now, then you have an equal protection issue that Ms. Cole's going to have to look at. But, you know, there might be a rational basis for doing that.